Word of mouth.
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 This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, high stakes for private prisons in the immigration reform debate. An investigative report on the millions private prison companies spend on lobbying and their role in immigration policy. And just in time for St. Patrick's Day, we'll sit down with Celtic music royalty with the member of the Makeham and Spain Brother joining us to talk about their busiest time of year and the songs that they never get tired of playing. And maybe the ones that they do. But in case you hadn't heard, there is a new pope.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum. Habemus papam.
Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina, being named yesterday successor to Pope Benedict XVI. In the hour or so between the white smoke signal billowing from the Sistine Chapel and the announcement, the internet, particularly Twitter, went wild with speculation, anticipation, and of course, no shortage of hashtags and memes. Joining us now to run through some of the online buzz is Brady Carlson. He's word of mouth purveyor of all things awesome on the web. And Brady, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. What do you suppose it means to say, what does meme mean in Latin, do you think?
You know, I semper no. But, you know, I think saying Pope Francis is so much better than his other name, I must say. Many of us here in the newsroom were glued to the TV in the lead up to that appearance on the balcony. Now, walk us through what was happening on Twitter in those tense moments.
Well, it was actually a lot like what was going on during the power outage at the Super Bowl. There was a lot of speculation about the actual news going on, and then a lot of people cracking jokes. I mean, Twitter has been watching that chimney since the conclave began, and at first they were making a lot of jokes about, you know, not just the white smoke meaning a new pope or a black smoke meaning no pope, but, you know, if there's green smoke, that means habemus frogum, we have a frog, or purple means prince has been elected pope. And then for a while, people were watching the Vatican webcam. A seagull landed on the chimney, and so there was a Twitter account set up, Pope Seagull the First, and so there was a lot of activity around that. But then the hashtag that caught on after the white smoke came out, and as we were waiting to hear who the new pope was reasons the new pope is late, because it took, what was it, an hour, something like that?
What are some of the possible reasons?
One was reviewing a few suspicious ballots from Illinois. One said the new pope is busy with the first item on his agenda, meeting with Dennis Rodman. And then another one was quickly learning the chords to Free Bird so he can deliver an awesome encore. So,
there was briefly also a Twitter account that some falsely reported belonged to Pope Francis. However, Pontifex, that is the official Vatican Twitter account, did send a tweet yesterday. Habemus Papam Franciscum. Should we expect more papal tweets under the new leader?
Probably, although I'm not sure who exactly is going to be tweeting those out. I haven't seen a whole lot yet on what kind of tech-savvy level we have in the new pope. The Vatican as a whole, though, has made some strides since the last conclave in 2005. You mentioned that they brought back the Pontifex Twitter account. There's a whole council on this, actually. It's called the Vatican Pontifical Council for Social Communications. They're the ones who set up that app where you could find out immediately when the pope was named the pope. And so I expect that that app and others like it are probably going to be in that council's domain for the foreseeable future.
I'd kind of like to spy on that startup, I must say. Twitter, of course, now is the source for on-the-spot reporting by journalists. Some fare better than others. How long before analysis and details about the new pope's positions began appearing on Twitter?
Almost immediately.
Really?
The information sort of cascades out on Twitter, so everyone kind of reacts to the same bit of information and then starts to move on to the next. So here's the timeline. The news broke on Twitter that there was the new pope and his name was Pope Francis at 3:13 our time. At 3:15, I saw the first tweet of here's 10 things you need to know about the pope from the news organization The Week. And at 3:16, the first mention about how he rode a bus to work, about how he was from Argentina, the first Latin American pope. At that same time, 3:16, this is 3 minutes after he walked out onto the balcony, the first mention of the allegations about what he did or maybe did not do during Argentina's military dictatorship several decades ago. At 3:19, the first mention of the pope's past statements on homosexuality. So 6 minutes has kind of encompassed the beginnings of this broader debate that is playing out. So at this point, there's no new information necessarily being revealed, but it's all information that's now just filtering out to the people who aren't obsessively checking Twitter the second that any news story happens.
That really is something. When did we find out he was a football fan?
There was a mention of Lionel Messi within those first 5 or 6 minutes as well, so that did come up.
One thing I did notice, besides myself, is a trouble that many people in the media had pronouncing the name of the new pope. But one broadcaster in particular has earned maybe the top award for awkwardness. Mike Francesca of WFAN in New York. Let's hear him.
The cardinal from, this is it, the archbishop, well, he's an archbishop, though. Oh, well, this is it, cardinal, this is the pope from Buenos Aires, from Argentina, he's it. So Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, that's it, he's the new pope. Okay, so the cardinal from Argentina, 76-year-old pope. So they went for an older pope. Okay, so Cardinal you guys will tell me when they say it inside how you say his name.
How do you like them cardinals, Ben?
When news breaks and you're on the air, you just got to do your best, right?
That's one advantage of Twitter,
must say. That's true.
Brady Carlson, NHPR's All Things Considered host and our own always willing internet Sherpa, thanks so much for joining us.
Gracias, Tibiago, Virginia.
Likewise, I'm sure. You can read more on Twitter's countdown to the new Pope announcement and the web's reaction to it on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.